Once again, it's time for Once Upon a Time. Time.
Is this right?
Welcome to 401 Stories. Episode number 4. Who's Topinguy? Once upon a time, there was a stepfather. Now, some storytellers might go so far as to call him an evil stepfather, but I'm not one who is quick to judge, so I'll just call him the stepfather. So one day, the stepfather was walking down the road from the farm where he worked hard all day, every day, even on Saturdays and Sundays. Now, on the way home, the heel of his boot became stuck in a small pothole in the road, and he tumbled, twisting his ankle. He looked, and his boot had ripped on the sides from wear and tear over the 17 years that he'd owned them. And he cursed in anger.
Brother of a nameless goat!
At that moment, an old woman came by on a rickety old cart, which was led by a donkey, which was missing half of its ear. The old woman slowed the donkey cart near the stepfather.
Looks like you could use a bit of assistance.
Yes, thank you.
I'll tell you right now, because you'll find out eventually. I'm a witch.
The good kind or the bad kind?
I am myself, which means sometimes I am good and sometimes I am bad.
Oh, okay. I appreciate your honesty.
And so the witch gave him a ride home on her cart. And during the journey, the stepfather complained and complained and griped about how hard he had to work, such long hours, with only one day off a month,
seven days a week. I toil to feed my ungrateful stepdaughter and keep a roof over her head and keep her in new dresses. How do children just destroy their clothes so quickly? My boots lasted me 17 long years, carrying me across this miserable, dusty road. Both ways! I'd give my soul for a pair of boots. That good again.
Deal.
Excuse me?
No, never mind.
When they arrived at the stepfather's old shack, the witch helped him into his home, where he collapsed into bed. The witch left to rummage about in her pack, and when she returned, she had a pair of leather boots that looked almost completely new, but worn just enough to where they'd be comfortable. The stepfather slipped them on, and it felt like he was sliding his foot into a cloud.
Some kind of magic. Thank you, 1,000 times, thank you.
Well, heal up quickly so you can enjoy them, for I'll be back in 1 month to collect your soul as payment.
What? You said my soul?
You said I'd give my soul for a pair of boots that good, remember?
Well, yeah, but I didn't mean it.
Look, I told you, I am a witch. We made a deal, and you know that you can't back out on a deal with a witch. Plus, these boots are even better than your last pair ever were. You're getting a bargain.
But it's my soul. I'm pretty sure I need that. Isn't there anything else I can give you instead?
Do you have anything else around here that's worth more than a man's soul?
And the stepfather thought. And then he spoke.
You can have my stepdaughter, Topinguy.
Remember, at the beginning of the story, when I said I didn't want to judge the man too quickly? Well, I'm getting closer to calling him evil.
Sold! Where is she now?
Oh, she's still at work. The lazy little bird only works 5 days a week, so those days can tend to run a little long from time to time. You can go and get her at the mines,
said the evil stepfather.
You said her name is Topinguy?
Topinguy.
And how will I know which one is she?
Oh, she has dark hair and brown eyes.
That does me no good. All children look the same to me.
She'll be wearing a blue dress. Those lazy kids get to take a break every single hour, so you could take her when she comes outside. Remember, blue dress.
Okay, that's a little better.
Wait, hold on. I mean, I said you can have my stepdaughter, but for only a pair of boots? Come on, you've got to give me more than that.
I have a jar of the finest pickles in the land.
I do like pickles.
And the wonderful block of cheese.
What kind of cheese?
Cheddar.
Is it sharp?
Oh, yeah.
So!
And so the witch went down to the mines, where the children in this village were sent to work once they were 5 years old, picking tiny gems from the rubble, gems far too small for a grown-up's fingers to grasp. As she arrived, there was a young girl in a blue dress sitting on the side of the trail that led to the mouth of the cave. The old witch moved towards her, but then another child exited the cave. The second child was also a little girl, and was also wearing a blue dress. And the second girl helped the first girl to her feet.
Which one of you is Topinga?
I'm Topinga.
What? You can't both be Topinga.
I'm Topinga. She's Topinga.
I am too old for this nonsense,
said the witch, and she stormed away from the two girls at the mines. She went right back to the evil stepfather's house and found him, lying in bed, his face and shirt and pillow covered in sharp cheddar.
This cheese is incredible.
You! 1 week! You have 1 week to enjoy those boots until I come for your soul.
Whoa! Did you not get Topinga?
There were two identical girls down there wearing identical clothes, both saying they were Topinga. They can't both be Topinga.
Who knows? Maybe blue dresses are a hot trend right now. You can never tell with kids today. Okay, how about I send my kid to work tomorrow wearing black with a red hat?
That seems reasonable.
So the next day, the witch walked back to the mines, and there were two girls wearing black dresses and bright red floppy hats. They were clutching the sides of their hats, holding them tightly on their heads while jumping rope. Two boys were swinging the rope. They wore black pants and black shirts and red mining helmets.
Which one of you is Topinga?
I'm Topinga.
You're Topinga?
She's Topinga.
Who's Topinga?
They're Topinga too.
We're Topinga too.
And that old witch stormed off. And she quickly found the evil stepfather. His bedsheets were dripping wet with pickle juice.
That's it. I'm taking you.
What on earth are you talking about? Please, listen to reason. Calm down. Let's discuss this. Here, have a pickle.
The witch slapped the pickle out of his hand.
Hey!
Those same two girls were there, both wearing black and red. And there were two boys who were wearing black and red. Are you trying to play a trick on me?
Well, I never! I'm a man of principles. I am not the type of man to cheat someone in a perfectly reasonable business deal.
Be quiet. Get up. You're coming with me. If within the next hour I do not have Topinga, then I will take you immediately.
The witch helped the evil stepfather into her cart, and they set off. When they arrived at the mines, all of the children were playing, and every single one of them was wearing black clothes and a red hat. There were black shirts, blouses, jackets, coats, sweaters, dresses, skirts, pants, kickers, and bloomers. There were red caps, kerchiefs, helmets, and top hats. All of the children were dressed in the same colors, and they were playing together.
Who's Topinga?
And the children ignored her. In a rage, the witch grabbed the evil stepfather by the shirt, which was not black, and pulled him to his feet.
Do something!
Pinky! Get over here!
I'm Pinky.
He's the Pinky.
What's Pinky too?
I'm the Pinky.
He's the Pinky. They're
the Pinky too.
I'm the Pinky.
She's the Pinky.
Yeah, they're the Pinky too.
I'm the Pinky.
We're the Pinky too.
I'm the Pinky.
He's the Pinky.
I'm the Pinky.
He's the Pinky.
I'm the Pinky too.
We're
the Pinky.
The Pinky!
Pinky too.
Get out here! Right now!
And at that moment, a very small child started to toddle through the crowd of dancing and playing kids. The children stopped their merriment when they saw her come, and they looked from the girl, who could not have been older than 1.5 years, to the witch, to the evil stepfather. And that little girl spoke.
Ta Pinky, get over here.
No, no, no.
I said get over here.
No!
No.
No, pal.
And the ranks of children closed around her.
No!
No.
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 No, no,
no,
no.
No,
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 no.
You're coming with me, kid.
Yeah!
I was talking about you.
Oh, no, 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 no!
And the evil stepfather was thrown back into the witch's cart, and he was never seen or heard from again. Now, some might ask, what about Topinga? Who took care of her? Well, it was the children of the mines, her friends, her adopted family. They took care of her, and they protected her, just like they always had. Who's Topinga was written and recorded by me, Joe Thoreau. It was adapted from the Haitian folktale I'm Topinga, She's Topinga, We're Topinga, which I found in the incredible book Fearless Girls, Wise Women, and Beloved Sisters, edited by Kathleen Reagan. This is not the last story from that collection that will be featured on this show. The role of the witch was played by Emilietta Godfrin. The children of the mines were played by Miss Janet's preschool class at the London Bridge Learning Center of East Greenwich, Rhode Island. They are, in order of appearance, Joanna Lee, Brielle Morin, Cameron Casey White, Eli Golbitz, Davian Rosario, Carter Silva, Grace Mitchell, Noah Morin, and introducing Margot May Thoreau as Topinga. I narrated and played the part of the evil stepfather. London Bridge is a non-for-profit daycare for children aged 6 weeks to 5 years. Their mission is to develop self-confidence and a positive attitude towards learning in an atmosphere that enhances social and emotional growth. For more information, visit them on Facebook or at londonbridgeeg.org. They are not in any way a paid sponsor of 401 Stories. I just happen to think that they are wonderful and nurturing people who do not get enough credit for the work that they do. And I adore them and their kids. So thank you for taking care of my daughter. And thank you for letting me steal your voices. 401 Stories is a proud sponsor of the 401 Film Fest, an upcoming showcase for new, emerging, and independent filmmakers. For more information on that, visit 401filmfest.com or look them up on Facebook. You can enjoy a new episode of the 401 Stories podcast every other Tuesday. Subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. If you're out there listening, I'd love to hear from you. I can be found on Facebook at facebook.com/401stories, on Twitter at Joseph Thoreau, or at my home base, 401stories.com. I sincerely hope you've enjoyed today's story, and thank you very much for listening.
Though my days are done, the waters will always run.
find me.